My name is Rebecca McCauley, and I'm an associate professor at the University of Maine in the psychology department. And I'm also a clinical psychologist at the Mood and Memory Clinic at Northern Light Acadia.
You know, this particular workshop, this event that's coming up on Saturday, this coming weekend, it really caught my attention because my father went through Alzheimer's. We're hearing more about doing things that are good for your brain. So I love this event. Tell me more about this healthy brain aging event.
And so a large part of it is exactly what you said. I think a lot of people automatically, when they start having changes, which are normal with age, to have a certain degree of, oh, where did I put my keys? What is that word? And I think our minds often jump to is this Alzheimer's disease. And so what we know about brain health now is that there is normal changes that happen, but there's a lot of things that we can do to help keep our brains healthier.
That would be really cool because I think it's easy if you've had Alzheimer's or major dementia problems in your family, it's easy to jump to those conclusions. You know, what's normal and what is something we need to be concerned about? How can we protect our brains so we can try to fend off some of these more serious problems?
So what's really exciting is even things like dementia, research is now estimating that about a third of cases could be preventable if we took care of our health. And so this is really kind of a multifaceted approach. And so when we think about brain health, a lot of the things that we've heard about our heart health is equally true for our brain. So regular exercise, balanced diet, particularly things like the Mediterranean diet, that may help reduce inflammation, can support brain cells and their health over time. Keeping mentally engaged, learning new things, hobbies, reading, problem solving, all of these things are associated with better brain health.
Tell us about the events happening this coming Saturday. There are two of them, and what are some things people will learn?
We're going to go through what is normal healthy brain aging, what are treatments for, you know, identifying maybe things that look less like normal aging. We're going to talk about lifestyle habits that can support brain health. We're going to talk about stress and mental health and how we can, you know, take steps to prevent damaging effects of chronic stress. Also talking about medical conditions. Sometimes we see things like vitamin B12 deficiency, which is treatable and reversible, can contribute to memory problems. So the goal is really to help people become informed about different treatments, as well as just what normal aging, as well as if things may look like there is a medical condition. So we are giving an event at Northern Light Blue Hill Hospital at 10 a.m., and then we'll be doing one at 1 p.m. in Ellsworth at the Northern Light Maine Coast Hospital.
And if somebody wants to plan for this, about how long do you think this discussion will last?
So I really like talking to people. And what that means is having a conversation. So there will be an educational component, which will probably be about, you know, 30 to 40 minutes. But it's really going to be interactive, and we're saving at least 20 minutes to make sure that we can answer everyone's questions. I really want to spread hope here. You know, so it's not inevitable that, you know, with age, we're going to have memory loss. And there's also lots of things we can do, even in the face of memory loss, to help improve our both our brain health as well as keeping active and independent for as long as possible.